You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thunder and PT's second date update,
sponsored by $5 Tan.
Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, PT and I here to find out why a second date is not happening. We are calling up our listener, Amanda, who messaged us.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Amanda. It's Thunder and PT.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you really nice to hear from you.
Hi, yeah, it's second date update. Are you ready to go this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. We're glad we can help you out. So you messaged us about a guy. Was it Chris, right? Tell us about what's going on with Chris.
Yes. There's not that much to say. It's been almost a month since I've heard from him. I wish I could give you some sort of update, but literally nothing has happened.
Okay, so a month has gone by.
Bummer.
And let's start at the beginning then, Amanda. How did you two meet?
We met on Tinder. I was really excited when he matched with me because I'm very selective on who I swipe right on.
And what was it that attracted you to Chris? What made him swipeable?
He was good looking. That was the first bit. But, it seemed like we had similar likes and we both like dogs and, similar things.
Okay. Cool.
And how'd that first date go then when you decided to get together?
I thought it was going to be a disaster. He was running very late, and I thought I was going to be stood up, but he eventually got there.
But after that, did everything go well?
Yeah, it did. He was really apologetic. So I went and ordered a shot for us to kick off the date. We got along really great after that. He was very attentive. He kept asking questions and gave really thoughtful responses to my questions. And I really liked that about him.
And why do you think Chris isn't calling you back, Amanda?
I don't know. I think he just might be a little flaky. He showed up to our date half an hour late. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to be a vicious person. So I don't think he's being purposely, mean.
He's just lazy. I can see why you'd want to go out with him.
Yeah.
And inattentive.
But he's good looking, though.
Yeah. Right.
So he's got a dog, which we like.
So you get a pass. All right. Here's what we're going to do, Amanda. We're just kidding, of course. We're going to reach out to Chris, and we're going to try to get some answers. Well, first of all, he's got to answer, and he's got to agree to come on the show with us. But if he does, we're going to get some answers for you, we promise. All right?
Okay.
We'll be right back. Second date update with Thunder and PT right here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Date update.
Andrea doesn't meet guys like Chris very often.
He was very attentive. He kept asking questions and gave really thoughtful responses to my questions. And I really liked that about him.
But it's been a month since she heard from Chris since that first date and just wants to find out what happened.
Hello?
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, this is Chris.
It's Thunder and PT, Chris, and we co-host the morning show at 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update.
Hang with us. You're on the radio right now, okay?
Yeah.
I have to tell you that.
This will just take a minute. We would just like to talk to you about a date you went on with Amanda. Would you have a second?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. How did the date go with Amanda, Chris?
Well, I felt like a complete idiot because I was, like, super late. Luckily, she was really cool about things, you know? So she definitely earned some points for being so laid back about that.
Yeah, when she talked to us, she mentioned that you were running a little bit late. But did you guys end up getting along?
Yeah, I mean, we did. I was surprised we had so much in common, actually, because, you know, on Tinder, it's really hard to gauge.
So I guess it's been a while here since she's heard from you, like about a month. I guess, is there a reason why you haven't given her a call back?
Well, I mean, Amanda's pretty cool. I don't want to badmouth her. You know, she doesn't deserve me talking crap about her behind her back. So, you know.
Well, Chris, Amanda wanted us to find out what the problem was because she had a great time as well.
Well, it sounds like you did too.
And can you just tell us the problem and just, I mean, still be nice about it?
I guess I can do that.
Okay, so what is it? What's the issue?
Well, Amanda's got a lazy eye, and I know it's messed up to judge someone about that, but it was just so distracting. I mean, she's really nice and she's cool, but I mean, God, I couldn't not look at it.
Okay, so she's got a lazy eye. I don't know what the medical condition is or whatever, but is that the only issue then, Chris? Is that?
Yeah, it is.
But couldn't you tell on Tinder how she looked?
I went back and I looked. She hit it. It was really sneaky how she framed her pick.
Chris, we've got Amanda joining us, is on the phone with us. Amanda, what would you like to say?
It was sneaky. Whatever. This is not anything I haven't heard before in my life. I guess I know off. God, I'll just find the next guy or the one when he doesn't judge me for a disability like this.
Hey, Amanda, I mean, that's kind of... Have you ever dated someone with a lazy eye? I mean,
you know, just shut up. Seriously, do you think I'm gonna fall for some just like dumb logic? Come on.
You wanted to know. I mean, I'm sorry.
Amanda, I'm so sorry, but and I have to ask you this: do you run into this a lot in your dating life with this condition with your eye?
I mean, it has happened to me before, but not in such, I guess, an abrupt way. I don't usually get, like, ghosted because of it. Usually it's like I don't try to hide it. It's just part of me. Like,
It's tough. Here's the thing, though. I mean, Chris, you know, don't you think this is a little bit, I mean, the fact that you're kind of distracted by it, it's like, it's not that big of a deal.
I mean, I guess, but it was, it's all I could think about. I was just distracted, like you said. I just couldn't concentrate. I just kept looking at her eye.
Do you feel like you couldn't bring it up then? I know this is a tough conversation.
I'm not going to bring it up to her. No, I'm not going to bring it up. I didn't want to bring it up. Now you guys made me.
And Amanda, how do you break the, ice about it? You don't. I mean, that's just you, and it's like not that unusual, correct?
Sure, but like sometimes I can be like self-deprecating about myself because I think it's funny. Like if you live with something your whole life, you get used to. You know what I mean? But no, I mean, I don't even want to go on another date. Okay. If somebody's going to be that obsessed with my eye.
So there'll be no second date then, Amanda, with Chris. And Chris, it goes without saying, you don't want to see Amanda again for this, what we're just going to have to say it, a very sad reason.
Well, no, that's why I never got back to her. But now I feel bad. So.
Well, maybe you should and rethink things a little bit. But, Amanda, you don't feel bad that Chris feels bad.
No, if he felt bad, he would have responded. And
No, understood. And, Amanda, we are sorry that this just keeps happening to you. All right, well, listen, as we say, sometimes say it can get a little awkward here on Second Date Update.
Best of luck, guys.
Thank you.
Wow. After that, we all know Chris is being a jerk.
Well, yes, I think he's being a jerk, but he's being honest about it, although he did kind of hide it.
And that's the question. Because he's being honest, does that still make him a jerk?
Because he can be an honest jerk, I think.
I think you're right about that. If you got something to say about Chris right here, right now on The Wolf.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.